Only one guy I know makes losing a propeller in flight funny. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to the Aero News special feature, and thanks for downloading us. Today, in the second of two segments, we're listening to veteran flight instructor and aviation humorist Rod Machado put a light touch on the serious topic of in-flight emergencies.
First of all, in the pre-flight, you want to make sure you run your hands over the propeller to make sure there are no obvious large dings or dents in the propeller. And you know, one rock, folks, can take a big chunk out of that propeller. It's serious, serious stuff. And you should have, if you find an obvious ding or dent in the propeller, you should have it feathered. Should you, in other words, with a file, can you feather the propeller there? In other words, file out that ding or dent. Is that something that you can do? Technically, it should be done by a mechanic. And there are many good reasons for that, because when you take a little off this side, you should always take what? A little off the other side. Just common sense stuff. But on occasion, a propeller blade will fracture. It's very rare to have an entire blade come off, and that's serious. And obviously, that got your attention really quick. Solution to the problem? Pull the throttle back. An entire blade coming off can create such asymmetric loads that it can literally rip the engine right off the airplane. That's why some small racing airplanes, they put chains around the engine mount and the airframe, so that in the event, because of the high loads induced during racing, these small chains will hold the airplane onto the engine in the event something like that happens. So pulling the throttle back is immediately very important. More likely, you'll have a piece of the propeller tip coming off the airplane, 6 inches, 7 inches, something like that. The loading or the asymmetric loading, the vibration can be incredibly severe. Reach over, pull the throttle back. That's the way you handle that problem. The question is, can you continue to operate the engine after that? And the answer is most likely no. Now, if it's a small enough chunk, maybe, most likely no. And therefore, it becomes now an emergency landing situation. What about the entire propeller coming off the airplane? Has anybody ever had that happen before? Yeah, it's very rare. In 1% of all propeller blade accidents, the entire propeller blade comes right off the airplane. I mean, can you imagine? You're flying along. Bob, look, there goes our propeller. God. Call a tower. Tell them we're number two now. Has anybody ever had to have a door pop open during flight? Anybody ever? Okay, excellent. I know. If you don't raise your hand, you probably haven't flown more than 10 hours. Hey, by the way, think about this. When is it most likely? Okay, 11 hours. When is it most likely that you would actually have a door pop open on landing or on takeoff? Watch this. How many people have had a door pop open on takeoff in an airplane? Yes, almost the exact same number. And that's simply because on takeoff, that's when you get the first chance to test the actual closure of the door against the dynamic forces of engine power and prop wash and airflow. And so one of the things to consider is this. I don't know of any small production-made general aviation airplane other than the Piper, Apache, or the Aztec, where if a door pops open on in flight or on takeoff, that the airplane cannot be flown safely. I cannot think of one. Perhaps you will tell me of one. I know of none. Beechcraft says that if the door pops open in flight, you'll lose about 160 foot per minute rate of climb. Now, in a Beechcraft, that's nothing. In a Cessna 150, you're in a descent. You're going down, and not really. I shouldn't make jokes like that. I apologize. I love that airplane, by the way. But the airplane, if the door pops open, my advice to you is this. On takeoff, don't do a thing. Do not do a thing. Don't even look at it. Just leave it alone. Don't even do not try to shut the door. Folks, just absolutely do not even go over to that side of the airplane. And your passenger, who's now probably underneath the front seat in the fetal position, tell them it'll be okay, and once they stop saying hello, Allah, come in Buddha, speak to me, Krishna, the fact is that airplane can be flown safely, fly around, return to the airport, land, and on the landing roll, if you can, reach over, grab the door to try to keep it from slamming forward. That's my advice to you. If it's a Piper, Apache, or an Aztec, Bill Kirshner had this is a long time ago. He actually had a door closing procedure for the Piper, Aztec, and Apache, which involved opening the little window, slowing the airplane down to 85 knots, and then reaching over, shutting the door. No side slips or anything. Just 85 knots, storm window open, and shutting the door. But other than that, that's not going to hurt you. If it's a baggage compartment door, like on the Piper Seneca or something like that, that can be pretty nasty stuff. Because if the door comes if the door opens and it starts to slam back and forth or oscillate, that door could come off and then could possibly damage the vertical or horizontal stabilizer. That's bad news. So if any baggage door opens, my advice to you is slow the airplane down immediately, power back, and then try to use whatever side slip condition you can use to keep the door from slapping back and forth. Does that make sense? But folks, I gotta tell you, this is no big deal. I have doors pop open, well, with students regularly. And the reason is because, no, I'm serious, because I made sure they did. In other words, I made sure the door popped open on the student. I would distract them so that the door was a little loose, and on takeoff, their door would pop open. I like giving, you know, chance favors the prepared mind. So I like doing this for students. It's good for them and entertaining for me. And I'm not that. But the door will pop open like that, and the students typical, like that. And sometimes they'll try to go over into your side of the airplane, like that. And I'm going, no, get back there, like that. It's just a door, no, get back there. And they'll shut the door, and that's really all. I mean, they won't touch the door. They'll land, shut the door again. That's all there is to it. So it's really not that big of a deal.
We'll be back for more on managing in-flight emergencies with aviation humorist Rod Machado in a moment. I'm Paul Flagg, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We just give them an ingenious new interpretation. The Cirrus SR22 GTS, Cirrus's premium luxury ride that has come to define Cirrus aircraft as one of the world's elite. Every dream option from supple leather seats to an exhilarating 310 horsepower performance and speed come standard, giving new meaning to the phrase fully loaded. When flying the SR22 GTS, getting there is truly more than half the fun. To learn more, call 888-750-9000 9927 or check us out on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
Finally, aviation headsets have evolved. Clarity Aloft is the next generation of headset design. Clarity Aloft headsets employ patented Comply Canal tips, composed of soft viscoelastic foam, the same foam tips used in advanced hearing aids. More than simple earplugs, these foam tips provide full-spectrum noise reduction and outstanding attenuation. This advanced technology is lab-tested, proving that viscoelastic passive noise reduction is superior to active noise reduction. For more information, call 612-747-3197 or check out the innovative Clarity Aloft headset on the web at clarityaloft.com.
Welcome back to the Aero News Special Feature. I'm Paul Flagg. We continue now with Rod Machado's presentation on in-flight emergencies from the 2008 AOPA fly-in.
It's amazing how many things that can shock us in an airplane, but really don't have any detrimental effect to the airplane's ability to fly. And so that's the point to keep in mind. Doors, no big deal. Has anybody ever had the seat slide back on an airplane? Said before? Yeah, very common, actually. Exactly. I had that happen with a student. Excuse me. I've had that happen with several students, but this wasn't my story. It's somebody else's story. Guy takes off in a Cessna 170 out of Fallbrook Airport. Cessna 170 has a large seat track, Cessna 170 tail rigger, very large seat track. In other words, a long seat track. The student has 6 hours, hadn't soloed yet. On takeoff, the student applies power, raises the nose, and the acceleration releases the latch on the Cessna 170 seat. The instructor in the right seat of this 170 slides back. In other words, he's gone. The student's looking over and goes, whoa, like that. He looks back, his instructor's back here. Student's going, hey. And the instructor realizes there's no way he's getting up there, so he says, you just soloed. And so he takes it. So that's, I mean, really, what are you going to do? There's not too much you can do there. So, it's so strange. So, yeah, that's pretty serious stuff. But, of course, you don't want to hold on the controls when the seat comes back like that. That would be very, very bad news. No, seriously, I'm serious. Part of the reason that, well, I did that to my students, too. During their training, I'd unlatch the seat and let it slide back a little bit, making sure that I would stay the controls to keep them from naturally reflecting and reflexively pulling back on the controls, which is a bad deal. But even if the seat is all the way back, they can still fly the airplane. They probably won't be able to use rudders, but it's not as if my students use a lot of rudders anyway, no matter what I do. I beg and I plead, and they're still not using rudders. So, but you can still fly the airplane without touching those rudders like that, and that's just fine. So be it. That's the way it works. Folks, airplane flying is very, very safe, and chance favors the prepared mind. In the event something rare happens, at least you now know what to do, and that is the key. So keeping that in mind, I want you to know you can fly an airplane, have a ton of fun, and even if it's an older airplane, it doesn't, believe me, that's not an issue. Airplanes are, as long as they're well-maintained, you're going to fly safely for many, many years, and that's the key. And I got a request for this story, so I'm going to do it real quick, and then I'll let you go here. Many years ago, I was sitting in the run-up area with a student of mine. Somebody asked me to tell this. It's an old story, and I'm happy to tell it for you. I'm sitting in the run-up area with a student of mine, and the student's doing his run-up. Click, click. And the controller said, would you let a Hughes Air West DC-9 jet? And I said, yes, let him go by. That's fine. So a Hughes Air West DC-9 jet taxis by, and the controller said, I got another Hughes Air West DC-9. I said, let him go by, that's fine. Because we want to get our big brothers and sisters up in the air, and that's perfectly fine. So as he taxis by, it was our turn to come out of the run-up area, so my student applied power, and after about 2 or 3 minutes, the airplane started to move, and we started going toward the runway threshold, and out of my peripheral vision, I saw a large aluminum overcast. It was a Boeing 737 coming right at me. And down the taxiway, Boeing is a Cherokee Indian word for man, look how big that thing is. And so he sees us going for his spot in the departure area, so he speeds up, and we see him speeding up, so we go, poof. So my student puts more power in, he speeds up, we meet at a V angle to the runway threshold. I'm looking up at him, he's looking down at me, and in an attempt to intimidate me, the guy in the big jet takes a handful of JT8D 20,000 horsepower thrust engines and cobs his throttles forward. And does it twice. I'm looking for my student. I can't find him. He's underneath the front seat in the fetal position, making transmissions that don't require a radio. And then the controller says, okay, you, Air California Boeing 737, you little Cessna 213 to Bravo, you both showed up at the same time. Who wants to go first? This is where you have to be smart. And I learned this a long time ago from somebody else. Chance favors the prepared mind. I picked up my microphone, and in my deepest airline pilot voice, I went, yes, sir, it's a big jet. You can let our little buddy go first. So the controller said, Roger, little buddy, you're cleared for takeoff. So we taxied out. And as we taxied out, they gave us the victory sign. Sort of gave us the victory sign. Sort of. Don't make that sign. There's some things no one should know. And when the controller cleared the jet for takeoff, he said, Air California cleared for takeoff. And where are you going today? And I think I heard Air California say, well, wherever our little buddy's going. Thank you so much for being AOPA members, folks. Fly safe, have fun. See you later on.
Find Rod Machado's writings in the monthly issues of AOPA Pilot Magazine. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.